The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
If I consulted with quadrupeds, think what fun we'd have asking over crocodiles for tea. Or maybe lunch with two or three lions, walruses, and sea lions. What a lovely place the world would be. Bobby Darin had a hit with Talk to the Animals in 1966. Dr. Doolittle made it the quintessential childhood fantasy. Right now, my cat's staring me down because he wants, what else? Food. We understand each other perfectly without saying a word. But if I say F-O-O-D, he flips out with excitement. But what if I wanted to ask how his health is or what he thinks of the weather? Well, believe it or not, that technology is coming online soon. A Rosetta Stone for talking to the animals. Software designer Asa Raskin and Brit Sivatel, the founding engineer of Twitter, have already analyzed 70 human languages and discovered universal shapes to speech so a computer can translate from one to the other without prior understanding or knowledge. That's right, Star Trek's universal translator is now a thing. By the end of the year, they will add African elephant calls to their already 50,000 hours of humpback whale songs, and eventually chimpanzee chatter and presumably the sound of a menagerie of other higher intelligence critters to the AI's database. And the implications go far beyond idle conversation. Raskin, an expert in computer-human interfacing, says a Rosetta Stone for talking to the animals would be a cultural awakening for humankind. We need empathy with animals incredibly quickly, or we're going to live in a world post-nature. Every time there's a major advance in rights, whether civil rights or human rights, it comes from a group that didn't have a voice, being given one. Hopefully, it will make us think about our role as stewards of this tiny, blue, pale marble we call home. Well said, and best wishes. Now my cat is giving me the old stink eye, so I really should feed him. I'm Cal Cote, and for the next hour, we communicate through the international language of music. Our good friends from the Mission District are back with a few friends of their own and a brand new name. This is our debut of the Hip Hispanic All-Stars and Party in the Mission from World Beat Canada.
Yeah.
Someone who still knows how to play a guitar solo. That'd be Roy Rogers, who's joined by two other veterans of stringed instruments, including Carlos Reyes, who you heard on the Paraguayan harp, and Badi Assad. That was Blues for Brazil from a new project called String Shot. And we started things off with the Hispanic All-Stars and Party in the Mission. This is a great record. Happy Sanchez and Los Mocosos are very happy indeed that they're doing their own thing and doing it their way, bringing back the sound of the Mission District. Here is Amanda Martinez, produced by Javier Lehman, who has worked with other illustrious artists like Buica and Paco de Lucia. It is Va y Viene. Comes to the Burbs on Sunday, September 30th, Jesse Cook brings Beyond Borders to the Clark Theater in Mission. October 5th at the Imperial in Vancouver, Dubmeister Adam Shake presents Monkey Dragon featuring Buckman Coe and Caleb Hart. Finding common ground between old world tradition and authentic Americana, Ireland's Wee Banjo 3 come to the St. James Hall on October 9th, a rogue folk presentation. Listen for debuts on Kelton A Twist with Patricia Fraser. the granddaddy of dub, Lee Scratch Perry, plus the Subatomic Sound System, are coming to the Commodore Ballroom on October 12th. Special guest, Vancouver's own Boom Daddy. I mentioned Jesse Cook's Beyond Borders show at the Clark Theater in Mission coming up, and a little later this hour, I have a track set to spin. Another great Toronto group, the Toronto Tabla Ensemble, is a non-profit with some very nimble fingers on the tabla. Under the direction of Ritesh Das, they have a new album called Bhumika, and we're going to hear Regenesis next on World Beat Canada. Thanks for joining us for this ride on the global side. I'm Cal Coat. Sabina Shuba and Brazilian Girls. Man, there's something about her voice. She sings in five languages, too. That was Salvia, and it's from their new album, Let's Make Love. Anybody who's ever done any DJing on the radio knows about the all-important bathroom song. These are the longer cuts, the ones that go on for a lot longer than the standard 3 to 4 minutes to give you time to do your thing. This next song, you could actually make yourself a cup of coffee and have your lunch and still get back in time. The original by Iron Butterfly was 18 minutes in length. This one's far, far shorter, so I'll preface it by saying that. It's Sean Lee's incredible tabla band and their take on Inagada de Vida. Your Touch of the Familiar from World Beat Canada. Greatest reggae voices of the 80s belong to Black Uhuru, and they are back after 15 years, and they've released a new album called As the World Turns. What we just heard was Stand Alone, another debut just for you. Before that, Sean Lee's incredible tabla band and In a Gata de Vida. We have one last kick at summertime, courtesy of Latin Bitman, standing by. This is World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Cote.
Summertime. paixão bateu meu coração. Sombra uma face, sempre uma canção. Todo dia uma nova sensação.
For those who want to know what Lupita wants.
This is not the end.
Lupita wants her world beat from World Beat Canada. Canada. Canada.
We had a chat a while back with Jesse Cook about his new album, Beyond Borders. And he, as well as being, as he always was, an amazing guitar player, he's also on trend with production loops and programming. Some really cool sounds there. Call to Rhythm is the name of that track. And September 30th, he's at the Clark Theater in Mission. Chilean mixer of Sunshine Rhythm's Latin Bitman before that, featuring Rulo and Summertime. You know, I already miss it. This is Black Masala, who have a new album called Trains and Moonlight Destinies. They're from Washington, D.C., a brass band that's passionate about brass music, and they also work in like Indian and, of course, some New Orleans style. This is an instrumental called Above the Clouds. Brand new music to your ears from World Beat Canada.
Thank you.
mix ain't over until it's over. Black Masala with Above the Clouds, standing by Echo Deck, remixed by the duo 480 East. And we'll see what else we can cram into the hour. It's your World Beat Canada. My name's Cal Cote.
Hi folks, Andrew McPherson from Echo Deck here. No borders, no boundaries. This is Free Range Radio, World Beat Canada.
Thank you.
global sonic adventurer Andrew McPherson with his Echo Deck project and In This Drum, A Secret, remixed by the Toronto duo of 480 East. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Check out Celt and a Twist with Patricia Fraser. You can find both at the iTunes Store as a free download, and you can start at the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com, where you can also download the program. It's timestamped in the Mixcloud version, which you'll also find at the homepage. Jang San is a prolific composer and a master of the Zhang Ruan, which is a Chinese banjo-like instrument, and he's got together with an orchestra on his latest album called Upside Down Music. We're going to take this home with Ever What, but our last word goes to Neil deGrasse Tyson, who says, those who see the cosmic perspective as a depressing outlook, they really need to reassess how they think about the world, because when I look up in the universe, I know I'm small, but I'm also big. I'm big because I'm connected to the universe, and the universe is connected to me.
Communications.